Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11/19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Hey guys, back here to comment on episode 2 of season 1 of The Apprentice. It's an episode 6, Lesson Attitude. So after the first episode where we saw a face-off between the men and the women around the topic of selling in the streets of New York City, the first episode was essentially around lemonade stands, and now the stakes are much higher, and it's about marketing around private jet membership, right? So we went from the strict basics to much higher end products. And we'll see that the gist of it remains that if you use common sense, regardless of where you apply it, you'll come on top. And this is actually echoes one of Trump's philosophies. He always says, if I'm going to think, might as well think big. And that's a lesson that we get indirectly here, because you can be just as successful in achieving your goals on a very high margin product than you can be on a low margin product. And in that sense, if you're after profits, you might as well put your energy and, let's say, the same amount of thinking in this higher realm for equal chances of success. All right, so we'll see a few clips. We'll hear a few clips of Trump's introduction of this episode, and we'll comment them as we go.
Ed, sit down. Just pick a seat and sit down, everybody. All right. This is week 2 of your 13-week job interview. Now, advertising is an amazing thing. It's a powerful, powerful tool, weapon. And there's nothing like Madison Avenue. Last time you worked on lemonade, that's the basics. That's about as basic as it gets. This time you're going to be working on corporate jets. You're going to be developing a campaign for a marquee jet card. And sit down.
All right, so we can hear the word he used is that marketing can be used as a weapon. And essentially, in the competition of business, and also in other realms, the communication strategy is extremely important, and we see how it plays out even in election cycles. So not neglecting marketing, or actually making it a strength, is really part of the strategy. And this is something that Trump emphasizes, right? So as I said earlier, this is really going to be a challenge around marketing,
Ed, sit down.
This is about big ideas. Don't be afraid to do it out of the box. Don't just do, oh, this is what an ad is look like. The greatest advertising does it differently. The thing I like to say to my people before I give alignment is, one, swing for the fences, and failure is not an option. Just say to yourself, I'm winning this. Failure is not an option.
This is some pep talk from the owner of the advertisement agency. And he's recommending to the contestants to really swing for the fences and be out of the box thinkers and distinguish themselves in their approach. Right. Also mentions have a no tolerance for failure policy and basically being in it to win it. So we see this is kind of the mentality that Trump appreciates, that his friends embody, right? Because the owner of the agency is also a friend of his, and this is what we're looking for in eventually the winner of The Apprentice. Now we're going to hear the main lesson from this episode, and it's don't negotiate with underlings. All right, so Trump's going to explain why he believes that, and we'll comment.
I learned at a young age that you have to deal with the boss. It's very simple. Deal with the boss wherever possible.
All right, so deal with the boss wherever possible. And essentially, the decision maker, you want to be talking to the person who's going to make the decision or the person that can raise the objections, not someone beneath them. And it's almost self-explanatory because the more layer you add to the communications between you and the person making the ultimate call, the less likely you are to convince them or to get a favorable hearing, right? It's much different if it's one of their direct reports that tries to explain your idea or product versus you yourself being able to pitch it. It's impossible that someone, even with a lot of goodwill, could do as good a job as you yourself in representing you. So you, your idea, what you're trying to quote-unquote sell, So there's really an advantage to speak directly. And we see this today in Trump's style when he speaks to leaders of different countries, right? He likes to talk to the person making the decisions, period. He doesn't want to talk to the number two, the number three, the diplomatic team. He talks directly to the president, the prime minister of X or Y country, and does not even really engage beyond pleasantries or things of that nature with people who aren't running things. So this is the lesson. Why is he saying that? Because in the episode, we'll see that the man and the woman made two very different choices. The male team, once again, I'm kind of hinting it here, they're not going to win this episode. They decided very naively or foolishly to not solicit the end client. And so they're going in not knowing what the client actually wants, and they're making assumptions. So that's a very costly mistake because their assumptions can lead them down the completely wrong path when a short conversation with the owner or, you know, president of the company who's mandating the project could save them a lot of time, create a lot of goodwill. And this is the approach that the ladies took. And essentially, they'll understand that going for a more outside-the-box campaign is what was requested, and they're they're going to be more successful. So we're going to turn into other clips and we'll comment. All right.
They both were pretty good, but what's staggering is how different.
You know, I think the first group, the women's group, they were definitely a little bit sharper, more insightful in the way they spoke about the work. The male group, I think, was a little bit generic. And if I'm hiring people, I think I'd go with the women's group.
I think the men had a little more steak and the women had a little more sizzle. And I think if you're going to pick who landed on the best business solution, I think the men.
Interesting. It's really, you know, honestly, I'm really torn. It's really interesting. I think I know what the recommendation that I'm going to make. So let's get the big guy on the phone. Bring him in. Let's go. All right. Everybody get comfortable. Okay, guys. Action time. Let's get Donald on the phone, all right?
Donald.
Hey, man.
I got to tell you, I was really, really, really split.
Guys, a lot of effort went into that. But I missed that big idea. I lacked that one thing to take away that really would have wowed me. You guys, I question the idea, frankly, but I applaud the bigness of the thinking. I like that swinging for the fences. I like that excitement.
At the end of the day, Donald, you know, I always think
when you're buying an ad agency, you're buying people.
Right.
We're going to go with the women.
All right, so we see the appreciation that was made for the different projects and the women coming on top for their bolder thinking outside of the box approach. And this is hinted when they were able to be comfortable going that direction after speaking with the management team and understanding the leeway that they had, whereas the men were much more conservative and they didn't really know right, they could be branded more generic, and therefore they did not stand out. Next clip is right. So the female team won private jet flight to Boston and a dinner, and we're gonna hear the feeling that one of the participants had on that flight, and there is a takeaway there too.
When I got off the jet, I thought, I better start thinking, this is my jet. It was a taste of the Trump lifestyle, and it was a teaching tool of you have to want those things and aspire to those things if you want to be like Trump.
All right, so this is a reference to mindset. She's saying that all the objects she saw, the being on the plane, her frame of mind was, this is my jet. This is something that I can see myself owning. And of course, in the competitive world that we're in, also in the very abundant world that we're in, you kind of have to want that abundance to attract it. This is definitely the mindset, right? This is, if this is a motivational trigger, this can push her to do more work or to do it on the, to have more endurance on the long haul when things get more challenging, right? So if you have a very big objective and you have a very big motivation for doing it, then you can handle more ups and downs. Whereas if the target is low or medium, it's easier to lose sight of what you're going for. I had this example cited to me. Basically, it's important to have very high goals, because say you're visualizing a set of hills, and every time you're at the bottom of a hill, if your goal is not far enough, then you basically you can't see it anymore at the bottom of the hill. If it's high enough, imagine it's in the sky, you're always able to see it, regardless of if you're up the hill or down the hill, kind of in the trenches, up or down, in certain cycles of life, are things going your way or not? If your goal is high enough, then you will have the strength to persevere, which is also one of the key Trump lessons, to never give up. If your goal isn't too high, then you can lose sight of it. And if you lose sight of your goal, you lose your motivation and your drive and your momentum. So it's important to have very, very high goals. All right, now we're going to go to the boardroom and examine what went wrong.
That did really, Kwame, if you had to choose somebody that did really a bad job in this, who do you think you'd choose?
I don't think there was someone who necessarily led us down the wrong path. I think, yes, we should have talked to the president.
The original decision was made by the team leader not to call and not to meet.
Yes. I think that was a terrible decision.
That was the team leader's decision.
Okay. I think that's a terrible decision. If you had met with the president face to face, you would have known he wanted a flashier campaign. All right, it's time now, Jason. As project manager, I'm holding you partially responsible.
All right, so this echoes the main theme for today, that not talking to the president was a big, big mistake.
The one guy that really defended you, so there's a little dispute.
Me, because it has to be somebody.
So, Nick, you're very angry at Jason. I guess the biggest problem I have with you picking Nick is he was the one guy that really defended you, so there's a little disloyalty there, but, I mean, that's the way life is. Nick, you're going to get used to that. Life
absolutely.
Is I have to be honest with you. You might as well sit down because you're not going to be thrown out anyway. Okay. I mean,
thank you.
I was a little surprised you were picked, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to make the decision. You're not going to be thrown out. Okay.
Thank you.
So now we're down to these two. Go ahead, Sam. Say.
All right. So this one's a reference to loyalty. Trump really values loyalty and doesn't understand why the leader that is now in the hot seat picked among the two co-defendants, people that could be removed from the show, a person that spoke very highly of him. So Trump doesn't understand that rationale, basically thinks it's foolish to not be loyal to the people that are loyal to you, and just shows how much he values loyalty. Like, this is basically, if you want to open a bracket, how much he values fit, right? In a company, you go for an interview, you're going to test your technical skills or your abilities for the job, but also how much you fit with the mission of the job and the mission of the organization. And that's, for Trump, more important. And now he sees, like, a big mistake that was made is not rewarding loyalty. This is just a poor understanding of incentives, and if it's not done, it doesn't take more than that to break the trust. The person who just spoke highly of the leader, you know, stood out to say very good things, and is now being put in the same bench as the leader's quote-unquote enemy, that was an obvious pick for him. Now he's adding the less obvious pick. So we just understand that this is poor business. And you're going to see it's going to reflect badly even on the person who picked him.
Don't you think he did make the mistake of not meeting with the president?
Absolutely.
Well, Sam, didn't you sleep through most of this?
No, I did not sleep.
He was curled up on the side of the floor. He constantly was complaining about the
situation. In the fetal position.
In the fetal position. Yeah.
This is good, man.
In the fetal position.
This is good.
And what your is?
I love when he laughs.
Nick, don't say anything. You're not going to be chosen. Don't blow it. Sit there. Be good. You look like a West Point cadet. If you say something, who knows? But these two are fighting for their life. Okay.
I don't think I'm fighting for my life here, Mr. Trump.
I think you're fighting for your life.
Okay. You know what?
I think you should be fighting for your life.
In many respects, you've been a disaster, Sam.
All right. So here, we get a hint that once you have a win, you should stop. So the person who was kind of unfairly selected, Trump is telling him, sit this one out. Like, don't talk more don't get involved in this like bickering of who's going to be picked up the two remaining people, because you're not it. And anything you say at this point, because you know your spot is secured, can jeopardize your own spot. So makes reference in victory, no one to stop. So you need to know what was your objective and not go past it. All right, there are certain points, such as in this situation where there's no positive outcome of speaking more, right? So in this case, setting it out is the move that makes sense.
The problem is, Jason, that you made the mistake of not meeting with the president, and you made a mistake.
Mr. Trump, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Jason, this is a tough one. You're fired.
All right, so as expected, the team leader who made the call not to speak with the company president, who didn't, you know, kind of led the team on the wrong path, and who threw one of the loyal person under the bus, is the one who's getting fired. Trump did not fire Sam, who's a more, I'm gonna say, obnoxious but outside of the box thinker. Yet, right? He doesn't. He made a stronger case for staying on than did the team leader, who kind of went against Trump's core principles of speaking directly with the decision maker and rewarding loyalty. So in that context, I think he didn't see him possibly as his apprentice.
Jason is a spectacular young man who I think is going to be tremendously successful, who didn't deal with the boss, and that's why he was fired. I gotta tell you, that was a tough one.
I agree.
It's tough, dude. You know what? It's gonna get a lot tougher. It will.
All right, and that wraps it for today. That was episode 2 of season 1 of The Apprentice with Donald Trump. Thanks for listening.